Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA. It is September 14th, Tuesday, and you're already late for work. And the reason you're late for work is because you have to listen to State Attorney Ginger Bowden Madden. Ginger, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Oh, boy. That's why they're late for work, they might not get a pass today.
Well, you know, you always, let's go ahead and raise the bar, put the pressure on you. You can handle it. Ginger, youth citations, you took this on early this summer and did a memorandum on it. Let's talk about, for our listeners, give them a brief what a civil citation is and then why you see the importance of trying to expand that program across your district.
Well, a civil citation is a pre-arrest consequence to a low-level offense for juvenile offenders. For example, if a youth gets into a schoolyard fight or commits a petty theft at, you know, the convenience store, you know, a low-level misdemeanor offense like that. When the officer encounters the youth, the officer has the discretion to issue a citation, similar to, let's say, a speeding ticket. I don't love that analogy, but let's say similar to a speeding ticket, as opposed to criminally charging and detaining the youth. That's what a civil citation is, basically. And the goal is to divert the youth away from the juvenile justice system, intervene quickly to evaluate them, determine if there's some services that this youth possibly needs, get them involved in whatever it is that they need to become involved in an effort to address the underlying issue, you know, what's causing the bad behavior. And look, sometimes it's just a, you know, I think I've said before, it's just a bonehead kid doing bonehead things, and we're never going to see them again. But other times, you know, it's a delinquent youth who has something going on in their life, and that's resulting in the behavior, and we really want to get to the root of it.
You're listening to State Attorney Ginger Madden. She is our guest on News Talk 1370 WCOA. Ginger, you know, but this doesn't cover, I think the other thing that people get worried about, that this doesn't cover, you can't get a citation for the more severe crimes, that this it has to be sort of in the misdemeanor category.
Yes, and it does only address, it does only include misdemeanor offenses, municipal ordinance offenses. We have, in our memorandum, we have actually enumerated specific crimes that we will not permit into the program, and those would be crimes that deal with firearms and deadly weapons, dating and domestic violence, any criminal behavior that's sexual in nature, animal cruelty, and the reason, Rick, is because these are the types of offenses that really are not going to be able to be addressed within the program's parameters and the time limits. This is a 90-day program. And, you know, you've got a youth committing offenses like that. There's a, you know, there's a much more serious level of supervision, consequence treatment that's going to go towards addressing those types of issues. So, you know, they're just not appropriate. We couldn't adequately deal with what's going to be required in those types of offenses.
Now, what was the weight of your memo? I know with Bill Edens a few years back, I think 2016, had reduced the number of offenses that could be covered by a citation. But what's the real benefit of your memo this summer?
Well, I think that two of the things that we really wanted to do was make sure that we didn't tailor the number of offenses that would be permitted in so narrowly that we eliminated the bulk. So what we did is instead of saying, hey, we'll let these 18 offenses come in, we said we'll let all misdemeanor and municipal ordinances come in with the exception of crimes of this nature. So, you know, that broadened it a lot. And the other was permitting a child to have more than one, receive more than one civil citation. We have now given law enforcement the ability to issue up to three. Now, they don't have to. There is no requirement that any youth receive even one. That's at the discretion of law enforcement. But I think, you know, we're all on the same page here in Escambia County. But if the officer decides it's appropriate, he can issue up to three. So those are the two areas that were broadened the most by this amended memorandum that we all signed on for in June.
Have you seen an impact yet? Is it too early to tell?
Oh, no, I think it's probably too early to tell. And I will say that there are very, very strict reporting requirements. If an officer encounters a youth that is eligible for the program, in other words, there's nothing in this youth's past, they've committed an offense that's eligible, and he chooses to make an arrest as opposed to the civil citation, you know, he's required to required to note that in his report and submit it to the Department of Juvenile Justice. They enter all this information into a database. I mean, it's the reporting is very good, but I think it's probably going to take a year, you know, before we'll really see whether or not we've had some effect. It's a real positive thing, and I think Sheriff Simmons our new police chief, I think they're all very much in favor of it because it just gives a youth an opportunity for a more positive outcome, you know, without stigmatizing them with a criminal history, you know, and that sometimes can just really interfere in their future plans, right, things that they want to do. So I think a year down the road, we're going to meet annually. I think we're probably scheduled for a review in June of 2022, so we'll have an opportunity to see how this is going to work, see what the numbers are, whether or not it's having a positive outcome. If not, you know, we'll go back and tweak it again. So at least there's some safeguards there to see what we're doing is going to be meaningful.
You're listening to State Attorney Ginger Madden. We're talking about the youth civil citations. It started here in Escambia County. How you plan to roll it out into the other counties? This district goes all the way to Walton County. How do you plan on phasing this?
Well, Okaloosa has had a program like this in place for about as long as Escambia has, but theirs has been limited to schoolyard behavior, or I shouldn't say schoolyard, to acts that occur within the school.
Okay.
So we will look to try to expand that into the community the way that they've done here. Now, Walton and Santa Rosa, I have not had an opportunity yet to speak to law enforcement in Santa Rosa. I don't believe Walton County has one. So it's going to be a process. Of course, now that we've got this memorandum hammered out and tweaked the way that we like here, you know, that part of the work is done. It's
right.
Just getting everyone on board.
Well, Ginger, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you all the luck because we know that pipeline in the, you know, getting kids, once the kids get into the justice system, it just gets difficult for some of them to ever get out of it and get their lives straight. This gives them that opportunity. So thank you,
Rick. And you know, if I could just conclude by saying, you know, my priority always is public safety. I mean, I don't ever overlook that as being the number one priority and why I'm in this position. But look, you know, to provide services and protect our children is important too. And I think one doesn't have to be exclusive of the other. I think we can accomplish all of that. So thank you for having me, and I appreciate your support of the program.
Oh, always. We'll do this again. Ginger, thank you for coming on.
Sure. Thanks, Rick.
Take care.